Giving up is all around us. Giving up is happening down the street. Giving up is happening on the job. Giving up is happening to the next door neighbor. We see giving up all around us. And if we're not careful as people of God, we'll find ourselves in the same situation because we'll be saying, I can't make it. They're not making it. I can't make it.
Today, it's quite easy to find many examples of bad marriages, divorce, and countless broken homes. For us saints that believe in Jesus Christ and follow His word, we know that He is the answer to all of these problems. However, it's not that the Christian walk is devoid of any problems. We just put our faith and trust in God to resolve all issues, no matter the size. Pastor Humbucker's message entitled, Don't Give Up, will teach us how this can be accomplished. Come, let's join him as he explains.
Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Come on. Let's give the Lord a hand praise, everybody. Come on. He's a good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Right where you are. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Right where you are. God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you are the center of our hope. God, you're the center of all that we want to be, God, in the name of Jesus. And now, God, we pray for your presence, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to hear from you today, God. Someone's about to give up. Someone's about to throw in the towel. But God, we pray right now that your power and your spirit be manifest in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. God, we give you this word. We give you this time of service, this prayer, God. We give it to you that you would bless it and anoint it in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. He is a great God. You may take your seats. Praise the Lord. We're going to move along with our service on today, and we will be giving out the offering pan for tithes and offerings. So please, if you brought your offering, you brought your tithes, we're going to leave it right here on the front seat. And at dismissal, please, amen, go and give what the Lord has laid on your heart to give on today. Praise the Lord. We do have a word from the Lord for you today. Praise God. Know that we're right where I believe the Lord wants us to be. I believe this is a timely word for all that are here on today. Praise the Lord. And I must say, enjoyed the testimonies, enjoyed the praise team. Let's give the praise team a hand. I tell you, really, really lifted up the Lord. Amen. Through praise and worship. And we thank God for that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to ask if on Sister, let me ask Sister Duncanson if you would get Corinthians, the Lord's Supper scriptures that we read over in Corinthians there. I want you just to be prepared and ready to read those for me. Amen. And you can get with my wife and get the specifics there when we do take the Lord's Supper very shortly after the message. Praise God. But God bless you on today. Amen. Once again, we did enjoy everything that we've heard thus far. The testimonies are just wonderful. Praise God. Thank God for you. Amen. And we know that God is a healer. Praise the Lord. So I thank God for Brother Victor. Thank God for our own Sister Fia. I want you to be encouraged. Amen. God is a healer. Praise the Lord. Good to see Brother Davion. Get you back. Amen. Know that you had your wisdom teeth taken out, and that's not an easy task. Praise God. I'm glad to see you back. Praise the Lord. Amen. Worship and praise in the Lord. And all of you God's people, God bless you on today. Praise the Lord. We want to go to the book of Galatians, the sixth chapter. Is where I want to come from. Galatians, the sixth chapter, and one verse from that particular chapter that I want to lift for your hearing on today. Praise God. Galatians 6 and 9. And while you're searching for those scriptures, I want you all to come on back next week. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a dynamic speaker. Old Sister Eureka will be speaking the word. Amen. On next Sunday. And I mean, even though she's a dynamic speaker, praise the Lord. So tell a friend, tell someone that really needs a word from the Lord to come on out next Sunday. 11:30, we'll be here, amen, for a powerful word from the Lord on next Sunday as well. Praise God. For in your hearing, Galatians, the 6th chapter, verse 9, and I'll go ahead and read that right where you are. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Praise God. Praise God. Scripture is encouraging us on this morning not to be weary in well-doing. In other words, the scripture is telling us not to give up. Don't give up. Whatever you're involved in, just don't give up. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of people that's given up today. A lot of people in the community, a lot of people all over the world that are just giving up. There's a lot of preachers that are moving on from churches. Praise God. There's a lot of marriages that the spouse is just walking out and leaving the marriage. I can tell you of two incidences that I've been dealing, that I've dealt with on my job. Two young couples in the space of less than a year that have married, had done the right thing. Is what the scripture says, don't be weary in well-doing. They were doing the right thing. They got married. They gave their lives to each other instead of just shacking up, instead of just hanging out with each other. They did the right thing. And that's why whenever you see me and I see a young couple, I'll say, first of all, God bless you for making that decision to be married. Because God honors marriage. He'll honor that. The church is stylized as a marriage, the bride and a groom. But just recently, two very young couples, and you say, Pastor, well, they're young. Now, that doesn't have anything to do with it. We were young when we got married. My wife and I, we've been married for over 30 years. So you can't tell me that you have to be a certain age to get married. Of course, you ought to be at a point of some type of maturity, but you really can't base it on them being really too young all the time. Beautiful, beautiful young people. And just show up on the job, and we're working, and they leave their homes. And I'm not on the military, it's because it's happening to everybody. But these two incidents, the wives have left their home to come be with their husbands. And it seems as though things just did not work out and found themselves just getting on a plane and leaving, just giving up on their marriage. Praise God. Just giving up. And in both cases, it seems as though the husband was pushing the wife away. It seemed that way. I don't know the whole extent because they did not ask for counseling. They did not ask to talk to me about this because that's a different relationship on the job. But I pray for those that I come in contact with because I really believe that we have a job for the purpose of helping others and sharing the gospel. And it grieved my heart when both of these young ladies over the space of a year just threw in the towel, just gave up on their marriage. They just quit. And, you know, I got to say something to the men, the men, because many times the women are just testing us. They're just seeing if you really love them. They're just seeing if you really care about them. But in most cases, in these two, they said that the husband was talking divorce. The husband was talking about getting out. And it drove them away. Scheduled to work the next day, but instead says, I'm going to start taking my check and I'm going to send it to my sister. because I'm going to get a plane, I'm going to get out of here, is what one of them said. Just giving up, just giving up. Praise God. And my heart just goes out to them. My heart goes out to these young couples that gave up on their marriage. You know, I don't see it as an opportunity to just blow it off. But I really get tears of sadness when I see the enemy that tries to come in and destroy our marriages. Because the devil knows that if he can keep two together, praise God, that's hard to beat. That's hard to contend with. Praise God. Now, don't get me wrong. It's okay, even with my single brothers and sisters. Praise God. You're hard to contend with when you have Christ. If you're single, God is your mate. God is who you confide in. God is who you are close to. Praise God. He becomes your mate until the husband finds that wife that God wants them to have. Praise the Lord. And so my message today is simply talking about don't give up, because giving up is all around us. Giving up is happening down the street. Giving up is happening on the job. Giving up is happening to the next door neighbor. We see giving up all around us. And if we're not careful as people of God, we'll find ourselves in the same situation, because we'll be saying, I can't make it. They're not making it. I can't make it. But we have to understand that we have something special in God. We have something special when we have others that we can go talk to about our relationship, someone that you can confide in and not get your business all over the place. And my heart went out if I could have just talked to them. And you know, you have to be careful when you're in those settings there. If I could have just talked to them, prayed with them as I did pray on my own for them. Praise God. Was there anybody saying you could make it? Was there anybody telling these young couples that just broke up? Was there anybody telling them that it's okay, it's just a rough stretch right now, but if you hang in there, as the scripture will say, that there are seasons to our life. There are winter seasons, there are summer seasons, there are spring, there is fall. There are so many different seasons in our life. And if you seem to be just struggling right now, that does not define who you are. Doesn't define your marriage. Come on, to give God a hand, praise. It does not define me. I can't give up. I can't give up. I'm too close. I'm too close for my deliverance. Praise the Lord. So many have just given up. Praise the Lord. And us men, we've got to cherish our wives. The Bible says that we're to love them as Christ loved the church. We're not to antagonize them. We're not to get upset at them. Amen. We're to treat them as the weaker vessel. We're to be the strength of the home. God has made us to be the head, to be the leader. Praise God. We work together. They work side by side. We work side by side. Praise the Lord. But it is a trick of the enemy to separate us. It is a trick of the enemy to destroy the marriage, saints. It's his trick. It's his purpose. He wants to do it because it's the closest thing that symbolizes Christ, the church, God. And if he can break it up, praise God. He's enjoying that. He's sitting back laughing. Let me talk to my brothers, my single brothers and single sisters. Praise God. I want you to know that the scripture says, let us. It's talking to everybody here. It's talking to believers is what Paul was talking to. He was talking to believers. He said, let us. We that know the word. Now, those that don't know Christ, and the two couples I know, I don't think they didn't know. I don't believe they knew God. I don't think they had a church home. I don't think they had someone they could confide in. They were just out there. Don't you know how blessed you are when you have a church home, when you have a pastor, a first lady, when you have someone you can talk to, an older mentor that you can go to and say, this is what's going on right now. Can you help me? Do you know what a blessing that is? Because there's so many that don't have that. So many that don't have a resource or someone to turn to when they need an answer maybe before they make a critical mistake in their life. You're blessed today. But even the scripture admonishes us, let us not to be weary. Don't grow tired. When you see couples around you falling apart, when you see the divorce rate over 50%, the Bible admonishes us to not grow weary. It tells us that. It encourages us to hold our head up high and to be encouraged with what God is doing in our lives. He even encourages us as single men and single women to be faithful. He says, let us not be weary in well-doing. When you're a young woman and you're a young man and you're out there and you don't have that mate, but you stay faithful to God. Praise the Lord. You stay faithful to the Lord and you don't get weary with well-doing. You don't get weary at getting home at a decent hour. You don't get weary at getting into an unproductive relationship. Don't grow weary when you're being pressured because everybody, it seems like in society, is saying you don't have to wait. You can do this and you can do that and God will still love you and God will still love you. But don't sell yourself short. Praise God. God can keep you single. He can keep you when you're not in that relationship just yet. He can keep you. He can keep you. And God has admonished you, don't get weary. No matter how pressured you are. Some of you are pressured. You're pressured here and you're pressured there. But God is saying, just don't grow tired. Don't grow tired. Just keep doing well. Keep doing what you know to do is right. Praise the Lord. So he admonishes the believers to let us, because if we're not careful, we can look around and we can grow weary of the situation that's around us. And we begin to look at statistics all around us. We begin to look at statistics. Over 50% of the marriages end in divorce. Between 30 and 60% are unfaithful in their marriages. Those are just mind-boggling statistics. And then here we are in church and we are serving a living God and saying that we can live a faithful life, a faithful marriage. We can have a faithful marriage. Praise God. That seems foreign. That seems unheard of. But I'm here to encourage you and to let you know that you can be faithful to the end. You can be faithful 10 and 15 and 20 years, 25 years, 30 years to the one wife, one husband. Praise God. You don't have to go out and fish around. You don't have to go out and look around because the other side looks a little bit better right now. It just looks a little bit better. It ain't much better. I'm going to tell you that right now. You just put yourself in a lot more trouble. It just looks that way. God is saying you can be faithful right where you are. Come on and give God a hand. Praise. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And God is saying this today. He's saying that you as a believer, you that are serving God, you show up. You show up to church. You show up to Bible study. You've given your life to Christ. And you say, God, things aren't working out in my life. Praise God, I still need transportation. I still need a good home. I still need a good job. I still need these things. And I call myself a child of God. I want to encourage you today that don't be weary in well-doing. Don't be weary. Don't get tired of it. Don't get tired of serving God. Don't get tired of showing up. Don't get tired of reading your word. Don't get tired of fasting and seeking God. God is saying that in the end, when your season shows up, when your time comes, God will show up in a mighty and miraculous way. Do I have a witness here today? Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost here. I feel it. I feel the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, there's many things that have caused us to give up. There's many things that are causing people to become tired and uninterested and not engaging. We become that way. Amen. Even a loss of a loved one can foster this feeling. Praise the Lord. The loss of those that are prominent in our lives. It may have been a grandmother. It may have been a mother or father. It could have been a sister or a brother. Praise God. But they were influential in your life. There were people you looked up to. There were people that you stood by, and they were like your strength. They were like your rock. And all of a sudden, God called them home. Praise God. And you're thinking, my God, can we make it? Can I continue on? Can I have all the things I need? And all God is saying, just don't give up. Don't give up. It's just rough. It's just a tough season right now. And if you look right now, we're in the season of winter. This is winter that we're in. Praise God. Snow, single-digit temperatures, dark. This is winter. And sometimes our lives reflect that. Sometimes our homes are cold. Sometimes our relationships are cold. Sometimes it's dark. We can't see. It's just a season. It's just winter time. We're trying to make it through winter. Praise God. We have to plug the cars in, because if we don't plug the cars in, they won't charge. They won't start in the morning. Praise God. Because it's winter. It's winter time. And God is saying, we know that winter does not always last. Thank God. Woo-hoo. Even in Alaska, it's just long. But it doesn't last always. Praise God. We know eventually that this white snow that just arrived, this white snow will eventually get out of here. We know that eventually that the single digits that we're in, that we're experiencing, will soon rise to 30, 40, 50, and 60 degrees. We know by expectation, by the changes of seasons, that things will change. But I want to tell you that in your life today, there is a season in your life that God is saying it's going to change. Just like winter, amen, changes to spring. Praise God, it hasn't completely got to summer yet, but God is in the midst of transforming some things. Hallelujah. Praise God. I walk down, go down these streets now, and I see the trees, and in the summertime, they're in bloom. I mean, leaves everywhere. The trees are just full. They're just luscious. I mean, they're just beautiful. You see, there's houses behind those trees that you can't even see because they're in bloom. The trees are in bloom. They're just sprouting. They're just there. They're everywhere. Nice and healthy and strong. That when fall comes, we see the leaves begin to fall off those same trees. Doesn't mean that that tree is dying. Doesn't mean that God has given up on that tree, that he's given up on its existence, on its ability to bloom again. It's just the season for the leaves to fall off. And God is saying there's some things in your life that they're going to fall off this time of year. Things that you held on to that you think they should still be there. He said, it's time for the fall season. It's time to let the leaves just fall. Praise God. It's time to get the blower out to blow those leaves away. It's time to get the rake, to rake them off. Praise God. It's a season. Hallelujah. And as the trees, leaves begin to fall off, you begin to see things behind them that you never saw before. Because it's a winter season. And sometimes when you're in the winter season, God gonna show you things that you didn't even know were there. You thought you had strength. You thought that you could make it. You thought that you had the household under control. But God is showing you right now that it's a winter season. I'm gonna reveal some things to you because I'm taking you higher. I'm doing greater things in your life. I can see houses that I never even knew were houses behind some of the trees that live around where I live. I was like, man, I didn't even know that community was back there. That neighborhood. Didn't even know it. But the leaves had shed off the trees, and you could see right through them. Praise God. It was fall. And now, with winter being here, praise God, we have hope. And that's what I want to leave with you today. There's hope today. That's why we don't have to give up, because there's hope. Praise God. My season is going to change. Praise God. He said, let us not be weary in well-doing. Do the right thing. Because in due season, my season,
Oh, glory to God. My season. Nobody can stop me in my season. Glory, you got a season, saints. You got a season. You got someplace that God wants to take you, wants to position you, wants to place you. Glory to God. And ain't nobody can stop you. Come on and give God a hand praise. I believe that nobody can stop you because it's my season. It's my season for breakthrough. It's my season for deliverance. It's my season to be blessed. It's my season to get what God has for me. It's my season for my children to be anointed. It's my season for my marriage to make it. It's my season. It's my season. Anybody got a season where God is making things out? Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. And you know, we just tunnel through. We just plug our way through. We muddle our way through the winter season. We don't like it all the time. We don't like putting on the extra layers sometimes. We don't like dressing warmer because of the cold. We don't like often having to deal with all the snow. But it's just something we have to go through. Praise God. But praise God. Hallelujah. Once we've gone through the winter, my Lord, God shows up with the spring season. And that's my hope because I know spring is coming. Praise God. Like this beautiful sunshine that's shining through here. We know that the sun is going to shine again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just got to learn to just wait it out. We got to learn to just trust God in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of pain, in the midst of confusion. We say, God, I'm giving it to you. I'm giving you my husband. I'm giving you my wife. I'm giving you the children. Praise God. I'm just getting through my winter season. I'm going to keep showing up. I'm going to keep putting on my winter gear. I'm going to keep bundling up snugly. I'm going to keep plugging my car in. I'm going to keep doing the things in winter that I need to do because I know spring is on the way. You can't tell me that spring is not coming. I don't care if sometimes it takes longer than normal. I say, my God, when it snows in April and when it snaps the audacity to snow in May, and I say, God, only in Alaska, but that's all right. That's all right. I know spring is right around the corner. So I've got hope. I've got hope that I'll be able to drive on plain roads, praise God. I've got hope that I could take off the studs, praise the Lord. I've got hope that I'll be able to go just a little bit faster because there's no ice on the road. I've got a hope that I don't have to worry about a man coming at me sliding and turning and twirling, and I'm not done anything but just sat there at the light, praise God. I got a hope that there's a day coming where things will be a little more safe. Praise God. It's a change of season. And when spring shows up, the sun begins to come out. And that's what I'm saying. God is saying, I've got a sun that's going to show up. And it's not the S-U-N, but it's the S-O-N. You've got the S-O-N that will show up. He'll show up in your darkest hour. He will show up when nobody else will show up. Do I have a witness here today? Come on and give God a praise in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, I got a season on the way, oh God. I've got a season that God is going to bring me a breakthrough and a breakout. Glory to God. All I've got to do is keep doing the right things, praise God. I got to keep on showing up to where God has called me to. I got to keep being the wife that God called me to be. I got to keep being the husband that God anointed me to be. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you may not believe in me, praise God, but I gotta keep doing the right thing. Do I have a witness? He said, let us not be weary in well doing. Praise God. Just keep doing the right thing. Keep showing up to what you need to show up to. Keep loving your husband, praise God. Keep loving your wife, praise God. They may say, I don't want to be with you anymore, honey. But you go to them like my wife's grandfather used to say, you can put me out the front door, praise God. But I'm coming in the back door. What happened to the men, my God, that would not settle for divorce? What happened to the men, my God, that would not settle for just giving up? What happened to the men, my God, that said, no matter what come, I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting. Quitting is not in my vocabulary. I'm going to trust in my God. It's just a season. It's just a season that I'm going through. And all I've got to do is hold on to the Lord. Say, God, give me strength. God, I want to make it. God, don't give up on me. I'm not strong right now. Anybody ever been there? Anybody know what I'm talking about? There's times in our life when we know it. We're not as strong as we should be. We're not where we should be at that moment. And you got to learn this. You got to get to a point of maturity where you understand you're not always going to be on top. You're not always going to be the talk of the party. You're not always going to be the center of attention. And that's all right. This is something you have to learn. You learn to just go with it, to go with the flow. Glory to God. I don't have to set myself up. I don't have to put myself on a pedestal. I don't have to have this and that. All I need to know, God, what season am I in? Am I in winter, which seems to be a little more difficult? Am I in winter that seems to be a little hard? I say, okay, God, it's a winter season, but I know, God, spring is on its way. Glory to God. My. I'm gonna tell you, saints, I've learned that I may not always be on top, but I've learned to trust God, trust Him in the midst of every turmoil, trust Him when people walk away, trust Him when they don't believe you. Anybody ever been there before? You had to trust Him. You had to trust Him. It seemed like there was no validity to your ministry. There was no validity to who you were or who you are, but you had to stand on the rock. You had to stand with God. My Lord, today, that's a season that you ought to try experiencing sometime. The devil will speak to you and say, you won't make it, you won't come out, but he's a liar. You can make it, you can make it, no matter how hard it gets, no matter what you're going through, you can make it. Do I have a witness today? Have you been through a winter season? Have you been through tough times? I want you to know, tough times won't last always. There is a season that God is bringing to most of our attention. It's summer season. That's what we really like. We like the summer. We like wearing the light clothes. My God, it seems like our load is not that heavy in the summertime. Glory to God. Many of us, we like the summertime. We could just jump in our cars. Don't have to warm them up as much. It's summertime. Glory to God. When we look at the church and we look at the heating, we don't have to worry as much. Our bill will go from in the summertime to $200 to as much as $3,000 in the wintertime. So there's a reason sometimes why we like the summertime. Summertime seems to be easier. Summertime seems to be able to flow better. Glory to God. And God is saying, I won't put too much on you that you cannot bear. Do I have a witness? You're coming out. Do I have a witness? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm coming out. Tell your neighbor, I'm going into a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season. Glory to God. It's not winter, but it may be summer. Glory to God. What you're talking about, Pastor? I got to close with this. Now, you know, in some countries, in some places, it could be winter here, but summer somewhere else. Glory to God. Do I have a witness today? It could be negative 50 here, but it could be 80 degrees somewhere else. I want you to know today that God can place you in the middle of winter, but you can have a summer mentality. You can have a lightness about you in the dead of winter, in the dead of the darkness. I'm walking around like it's summer. I'm walking around. I'm light. I feel like it's summer. I feel like it's spring. I feel like it's my season. Even though I might be in my winter, I feel it. I feel it. Come on and give God a hand praise. Glory to God. Everybody standing. Everybody standing. Listen, listen. I told somebody yesterday at the Cross Members get together. They were honoring the pastors. I walked in to the meeting. And some of you don't see me, you know, outside of the church as much. But even on my job, I get my, you know, really decent short pants. You know, they're nothing that exposes a whole. I mean, they're just really just short pants. One of the brothers looked at me and said, "Pastor Hornbuckle, what you doing with them shorts on? Don't you know how cold it is?" I looked at him. I said, "I've been here 35 years. And I really don't know if the Lord gonna let me out of here." And I said to I told him, "So what I've adopted, I'm gonna wear shorts year round if I have to. Because that's my mentality. I'm not letting the elements control." Now, I did get a little cold there. But that's all right. I just prayed for myself. God, heal me. God, I still want to wear my shorts. Listen, listen, what am I saying? What am I saying? It's your mentality. It's what you feel inside. And I told him, I said, I don't know. I may be here in Alaska for the rest of my life. And so if I can't get to Arizona, if I can't get to Portland, if I can't get to Seattle, I'm going to wear my shorts just like I'm there year round. And that's fine with me. Praise God. What are you saying, Pastor? What are you saying? Even in the midst of your winter, you can have that spring and summer mentality. I'm not burdened by the cold. I'm not burdened by the darkness. My spirit is high. I'm lifted. Oh, come on and give God a hand praise. No matter what. No matter what. It's my season. This is my season. God gave me that. That's my season. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, every head is bowed, every eye is closed. That's good. Y'all keep playing. I like that. I like that. Every head's bowed and every eye is closed. Listen, listen. Too many giving up. Every husband in here, every man. I want all my men to come up here real quick for me. Won't you do that for me, please? Just give me a line across the run here. I'm picking on the men today. My God, my God. Every young man, come on up here. Starts with us, guys. Praise the name of the Lord. Grab that oil, Minister Duncan, for me. Grab that oil. I want to anoint these men of God. They are the men of God, the men of God, the men of God, the men of God. Hallelujah. And I know I ain't got no people here that give up. I know I don't. But I'm going to pray because the Bible said don't let us. Don't let us become weary. You say, "Pastor, I'm fine. I'm strong. I'm in it. I'm committed. That's good. But I'm going to pray that God keep us. Keep Keep us, Jesus. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, keep us, God. Keep us, God. Keep us, Jesus. Keep us faithful men. Keep us, God. Keep us, give us men that won't give up. Men that know our season. Men that know it, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Place it in him, God. Deep, deep, deep. The spirit and the power of God. Hey, that spirit that raised up Christ from the dead. It dwells in them, God. Hey, it dwells in them, God. It dwells in them. In the name of Jesus, I've got a spirit that won't quit. I've got a spirit that won't stop. I've got a spirit that won't give up. Hey, God. I'm the man that God called. Called me to my home. He called me to my job. He called me. He called me. You didn't call me. God called me. That's what you say. That's what you tell him. That's what you tell the enemy. I got a future. I've got a season ahead of me. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what I seem. I may not be perfect. I may not be what you think I ought to be, but God knows me. He knows my season. He knows where he's taking me. Yeah, Jesus. I'm the man. I'm the head. God called me. He called me. He called. He called. He called. And I can't give up. I can't stop. In the name of Jesus. It's in him. Place it. In him. In him. In him, in him, in him, God, in him, God, in him, in him, in him. In him, God. A spirit of not quitting, a spirit of not giving up. It's there, deep inside, deep inside, deep, deep inside of this young man. Yay, God. Yeah, whatever it is, God, you fix it. In Jesus' name, my season. It's my season. Come on and give God a hand praise. This is Airman season. You may take your seats. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Everyone all over the house, let's give God a hand praise. Thank you, God. My season. My season, God. I'm not going to worry what it looked like. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to worry what you say. All I'm going to do is do what God called me to do. And know that it's my season. God bless you, saints. Amen. Right where you are, we're going to change the order of our service.
I want to thank you for taking time to listen to this message. Know that God loves and cares for you deeply. You know, we all have struggles in our life, tough times, and much more. But God is about to do great things in your life. Remember the scripture found in Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. It's your season for breakthrough. Don't give up. Don't stop. Trust God to bring you through. God bless you.
I would like to take the time to thank all listeners of the Lily Kojic Podcast. I pray that you or someone close to you was truly blessed by the messages that we bring to you weekly. As we go forward, we ask that you share the podcast with as many people as possible. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 states, "So neither is he that plants anything, neither is he that waters, but God gives the increase." Our goal is to expand this ministry to reach more people with the good news of the gospel. You can help us achieve that goal by supporting us with a donation of any amount. We have a donation button located on our podcast page that allows you to support this ministry. Thank you, and God bless.